A word for you from Matthew chapter 6 verse 5. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. Matthew 5, 6 and 7 contains Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, you could say, and so many important rules of the kingdom by which we are to live. And if we despise them and say, but I don't live by law, I live by grace, well, then it just shows we are outside the kingdom. For those who obey the Lord Jesus, who are saved by him, are saved to obey. They're not saved by their works, but they are saved for works. And so part of our Christian life must be prayer, the very breath of life for a Christian. And so the Lord doesn't say, if you pray. The Lord says, when you pray. He just assumes that all those listening to them are praying. And you'll find that, and I'm sure you as well listening now, you do pray in whatever form it is. But the Lord here is pointing out one form of prayer that God despises, and that is hypocritical prayer. And what is that prayer? It is prayer in order to be seen or heard by others. In the Lord's day, the scribes, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they love to make an open display of their religion, and to stand and pray in synagogues and street corners to announce their righteousness, in other words. Some would even blow the trumpet before they would give to the needy to call attention to themselves. Like companies in our era who announce what they've done for the needy and for the poor and what they've done as their humanitarian duty and their social service. And yet God says they have no reward. They've rewarded themselves by heaping praise upon themselves. But the Lord here in chapter 6 is saying, get busy with God himself. Ignore what other people think. So don't give to others and make your works to be a public display in order to be praised by others, as he says in verse 2, and even in prayer. It needs to be a genuine communication with God, not praying to impress other people. This is something that the Lord saw was a danger then, and it is just as dangerous today, that we pray or use expressions in our prayers in order to impress those who are listening that truly this person is a real child of God. Are you guilty of that? Well, confess it and turn from it today.